When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. You know, the temptation of constantly seeking who to follow would come. But before you seek to follow men, before you seek to follow humans, here's the call to seek to follow Jesus. Here's the call to seek to follow the light. You can't fail by yourself. You can fail by men, you can fail by humans, but you cannot fail by and with God. Today's episode, who are you following? Being discipled by God. You know, a disciple is a follower of Jesus, an active learner of Him, everly submitted to the Holy Spirit. And who you follow in life matters a lot. Because it determines where you end. It determines what becomes of you. It determines what your life is able to produce to a large extent. Following Christ is the mark of a true Christian. Anyone who says he or she is following Christ without showing the signs is merely taking a walk on his or her own. See, Christ is a light, and when you decide to follow him, you'll be assigned of the light. While there are church leaders, ministers, mentors, and people who serve in different leadership capacities in the body of Christ, those who are truly following Christ will always look to him to do just what he says. So the person you listen to, the person you learn of, the person whom you are following is and remains Jesus. Humans should not dictate what your walk with God is. No person should dictate what your walk with God should be like. And this is coming majorly from the angle of, he hurt me, she hurt me, the church hurt me. While I sincerely apologize for whoever hurt you under the umbrella of Christ and in the body of Christ, it's time to realize that you dictate who you really follow, and who you follow dictates your actions and your reactions. Don't let that hurt dictate your reactions to the things of God. Look unto the light and follow him. Don't be that Christian that just lets, you know, the cares of life make him or her wander off from the light. Know this: you cannot be a light yourself if you are not following the light of the world. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will have no cause to walk in ignorance. You have no cause to walk in darkness." Take your stand in life. Take a stand to follow Christ, even and especially now that it seems like an unpopular decision. Don't be mixed up. Don't be diluted. Stand firm and stand out from the one for the one whom you follow. And there will be a cost. You would have to leave things behind. You'd have to leave what you treasure behind. Some things that you treasure behind. You will be required to bear your cross and go after your Lord. You might have to leave the things that used to be of utmost treasure to you. But if it's for the light, then it is worth it and you would not regret it. Luke 14 from verse 26 to 33 says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and access conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all he has cannot be my disciple. Now, the cost of discipleship is to forsake what you have, what your desires are, and go after the one whom you choose to follow. You would need to bear your cross, because if you don't bear your cross and follow, you can't be a disciple. Count the cost and determine to walk with God. Luke 6:40 says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher." It's time to submit to the tutelage of the Holy Spirit. There is no way you would be the same if you submit to be discipled by Jesus, if you submit to be discipled by God. There is no way you would not be transformed to look like Him. And the transformation begins with your heart. When God has your heart entirely, He has all of you and manifests in and through you. He would work on your desires, on your thoughts, on your habits, and you will start living the new life in Christ, the life of Christ Himself, Zoe. To the one thinking that it will be automatic, no. To the one wondering whether and why it is taking so long when you feel that you have submitted, remember, it is a process. Trust the work of the Holy Spirit in you. Keep following. Keep submitting to the discipleship of Christ. This in itself is the process of authority transfer to the believer. Yes, O believer, it's when you submit to follow the light that you possess the authority that the light carries. What was and belongs to the Father begins to belong to you. As one following Jesus, things will begin to happen for you, not because of who you are, but because of who He is, who you are following. And to follow Christ, you need to know that the world will not always accept you. John 15:18 says, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." This was Jesus speaking. Regardless of the antagonism you face, remember Acts 5:29. We must obey God rather than men. Whom you are following is who you should look at. And you should be following Christ rather than listening to what people say or what people think. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In darkness, people tend to stir up mischief. In darkness, you are more likely to engage in sinful desires. You're more likely to operate by what you think and what you feel. It's time to put on the armor of light and walk in light and follow the light. The light that leads to life. The light of life. Lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on Jesus Himself. Deeds of darkness include drunkenness, sin. As a general body of whatever does not give glory to God, put on Jesus Christ and follow Him. You've been called to glow as Christians. Oh dear believer, you've been called to glow, being the light in a world that seems dark. And when it seems like you're losing your glow, keep following. Keep following. The closer you stay with Him, the more you will shine. And that's it for today's episode. We're going to make two prayers together. One is if you've not started following the light, and one is if you were following the light and you think you lost your glow somewhere. The first prayer. You can say this after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your light. I surrender myself to you. Take me on the journey of becoming more like you. I give you my heart and life, and I ask that you take preeminence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The second prayer. For if you feel you've lost your glow somewhere, Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to retrace my steps. I rededicate my life to you and ask that you disciple me. Father, help me to follow you and keep my gaze on you. Rekindle your light and your fire in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you made any of these prayers, please send an email to enrichpodcast1@gmail.com, indicating which you did to get further assistance. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Don't forget, what you consume, you become. I'm your host, Oluchi Ajoku. Till next time, stay tuned and stay blessed.